The music business runs like this. You'll have a manager, you'll have an attorney, you'll have various record company people. Everybody's taking a cut of everything that you do. It got down to the wire there, and some people who were not in the studio at the time wanted a cut of When Doves Cry because, I'm sorry, they wanted a cut of the song Pray by Hammer. Because it contained a sample, When Doves Cry. Mm-hmm. All right. So when you're in the fold, when you're in the club, and everybody's getting a piece of everything, your tour, your publishing, any endorsements, when they're getting a piece of all of that, you will have hit records. The moment you step away from that and you want to, in fact, take control of your own life, your own experience, then you'll find you're not hot anymore. You know, now my music really hasn't changed. I mean, you can listen to a song like The One, and for through my eyes, not other people's eyes, through my eyes, at some of the best work I've ever done. You know, I rank it right up there with anything that I've ever produced. But looking at my experience through someone else's eyes, you're going to hear these things like spoiled child and what have you. Warner's was very good to me, don't get me wrong, and I learned from the experience. In fact, when I reevaluated the trip, I found that I had to challenge them with love. And in fact, I wrote a letter to one of the presidents there that I in fact loved him, and I thanked him for signing me in the first place, and that we had in fact each chosen to be in the position that we were in. But Prince was in a trap. Prince was under contract to, Prince was owned, mm-hmm. You know. Now, I can't use Purple Rain. I can't use this song. I can't sell the song Purple Rain now unless I record it again, mm-hmm. Which I have plans to do if I can't in fact get the master recording that I believe is one of my children, mm-hmm. You know. So I had to get freed from the mentality of being a slave. You understand?
Right.
Okay, and that's not to equate myself with the same situations that we suffered coming to this country, but you know, everything is relative. If you are owned, you are owned. If you can't do everything that you want to do, if there's a ceiling and you're not allowed to go as high as you can go, you are in fact a slave. I had good, wonderful years at Warner Brothers. It just came to be a point where I wanted to go farther. You know, I was being accused of being a bad businessman and things like that with my record label over there. Excuse me. When in fact, I wasn't allowed the same leeway as, say, some of the other so-called icons that are still over there doing business with them today. So if the playing field's not equal, and it really wasn't, and they know it wasn't, then you got to step away. So I am, in fact, happier, yes. You know, the industry way of doing business is cool for them. We're just an alternative. And the first rule with us is that there are no rules. And the main thing that I want to stress is there are no contracts. All right, now that's very important for several reasons. We don't plan to go into litigation and fight one another. We don't go into the agreement thinking we're going to end up in court. You know, we go into this to make music. Larry and I have no contract, and he always makes a joke that, you know, if we did, what would we put on it? You know, the studio time is free. All we have to do is keep the electricity on, you know. The other thing that's real important to us is we all together have started to study words like contract, and the fact that con being the prefix means something negative. It's the opposite of pro, all right? You have words like consequence, you know. We're the genesis. We don't want to be the end, mm-hmm. So to speak. Contradiction, convince, trying to convince something, somebody of something that they should already know. We don't want to adopt somebody else's way of doing business, you know. Is that, that's the way they do business. Mm-hmm. We do business differently. We do business in a way that there is no business. It's about the art, you know. It's about the relationship and the love of one another. It's most important that you keep ownership of your master recordings. That's what, that's your social security. If you don't have that, you out the pool. You're straight off the meter. And if we don't start stating that first off, if we don't start getting that right first off, you know, all else will fall afterwards.
Sold out concert tour. Are you wowed by the performance of your performance so far?
Well, we sort of expected it. One nice thing about this record is that it was delivered to every concert goer via AEG and NPG in conjunction. And we knew when the tickets were sold how many people would actually have the album.
That one idea, that simple idea, it sounds simple, but not many people, not anybody has really done this before, to give the CD away to everybody who buys a concert ticket. A novel approach, but one that has now all of a sudden rewritten the rules a little bit. Has it not?
Well, the rules were made by people who don't really play music. So I think some of them need to be rewritten.
In fact, I believe SoundScan has already changed the way they're going to account for other groups in the future who use the same strategy here, but you've been grandfathered in for musicology.
Well, to some degree we have. All truth be told, SoundScan has not really counted all the albums that have gone out to concert goers. And the album is included in the ticket price, and we do get paid back for the album sale. At the same time, there's roughly 450,000 copies that they haven't counted. So that being said, the rules do need to be rewritten a bit.
Talk to me a little bit about the role of music labels.
Well, for real artists such as myself, I'm trying to make a career out of this. So I don't want to just have one album and then out of here. That's what a lot of young acts are about these days, and the record companies are cool with that because then they kind of get a disposable quick fix off these young acts and then move on to the next one. They also don't have to make any long-term deals, which means that the act is going to make a great deal more money than just coming out with their first record. The situation I have with Sony is unique in the sense that they respect my career, and they understand that it's important that we own the work, so there isn't an issue about that, and they've just been beautiful all the way around.
How do you advise young talent when they come in who want to get into the music industry?
It depends on what it is they're trying to achieve. If you talk to a lot of kids now, they're programmed by the star-making machinery like American Idol and MTV and things like that. So if they're into that, then the music industry is cool. If they're looking to have five albums plus career, then wow, I would advise starting a new industry and staying free and not signing any long-term restrictive contracts, because in the end you end up owning nothing.
NPG Music Club has been a success even before other digital downloading arenas were even open. What role do you see the internet playing in the future?
Well, one of the things I think that we have over other companies like that and music clubs like that is the face of me. Our music club has my face to sell it. The other systems, they're kind of just uploading content that doesn't really belong to them, and it's just kind of a smorgasbord. But there's just one artist whose music you can get at NPG Music Club right now, and that's mine.
Explain what it's about, though, because I know.
Well, you know, record contracts are kind of weird because it's like, you know, when you mortgage a house, you get to keep the house, you know, but a record contract is like, you know, you pay for the house and they keep the house.
Right.
So the master recordings and things like that, that's our future. That's how we take
care of it. No, I admire you for this, and I know a lot of artists, because we talked earlier a little seriously about this, about how many artists have been screwed over the years because they gave away all the rights to their stuff and somebody else is making money off. And you don't do that, and I think you paid a price for it, but ultimately you will be the winner in the situation, right?
So
because now you sell your stuff. Because you sell it directly, right? People come to your house, they give you like $12. You have like a slot through the door, you slip the CD right.
Well, we have a MPG Music Club now.
Right.
That, I know about that. There you go. And unlike the record companies, this is owned and operated by artists.
Right.
And unlike Napster, which is, I mean, it's cool for what it is, but, you know, the people who run that, they don't play anything, so.
You see, I'm not a Napster fan. It seems to me like people are getting ripped off. I don't understand it other than, all I know is these people are putting money out, putting work out there, and somebody's enjoying it without paying for it.
Well, it's interesting because the artists don't get paid anyway.
Oh, by the record company?
No, I mean, there's maybe 10 or 12 of them that have semi-decent deals, and the rest of them are, you know.
Like Mariah Carey just had this big $20 million. Like that's like a huge deal, right?
So you feeling that?
No, what I mean, I don't understand. What the public sees the word $20 million an album. Well,
let's see. Do you all think that's a good deal?
I mean, tell me why. I mean, what am I missing?
Okay, let's do some math.
Okay.
If
you do math like that?
Yeah, well, kinda. If you sign me, you sign me to a record company,
right,
or a record deal, let's suppose you have a record company,
right,
how much would you give me? The album sells for $18, right? $18?
Whatever, yeah.
All right, how much of that would you give me?
Well, I don't know how it works.
Well, no.
Half?
Half sound good?
Yeah.
All right, check this out. If I sell a million copies, I'm going to have $10 million,
right?
Roughly $10 million.
Right.
If I sell 2 million copies, I got $20 million.
Right.
If I just sell 3 million copies, I got $30 million. Now who has the biggest record deal?
Oh, I see. Yeah, right. Okay.
Right? So Mariah kind of got screwed.
Really?